Hello there, this is Crystal, and you're listening to the Crystal Archive podcast.
Welcome to the Crystal Archive Podcast, episode number 20, recorded on December 11th, 2008. I apologize for the bare bonesness of this podcast, but I'm really busy kind of packing up, getting ready for the winter holidays, going home to visit my family. So for now, this is going to be a very rough podcast, and there's a lot to cover because we haven't had a podcast in a couple months. So we're going to go jump right into the news. Since last podcast, episode number 19. So here we go. First thing, I posted some new fan art. That's always a good thing. It was over 150, I believe, last time. Then the next thing that happened was that Cat the Leopardess, after all, did decide to go to Califer 2008 and posted a couple videos of herself in the process. One of them was making fun of all the people who saw her previous year's costume and basically told her she needed to lose some weight, which is kind of mean, not very helpful. But anyway, she posted a video of herself trying to sexily run on a treadmill, which was kind of interesting and weird and kind of, it was pretty funny to watch. That was posted on the site and... you know, after I discouraged negative criticism and encouraged constructive criticism, I'm thankful, happy to report that a lot of you did that. You chose to talk about the good parts instead of the parts you didn't like as much. And there's nothing wrong with talking about the bad things that you don't like, but keep it in context. This is a person who went out of their way to dress up as Crystal. No one has a body like Crystal. She's a non-existent character, so... give her a break. All right, the next thing, I posted a bunch of screenshots from Super Smash Bros. Brawl of Crystal and her appearances. They were a long time coming. I posted a lot of pictures of her trophy and pictures of her her cameo appearances, every single one I could find in Brawl, and also her stickers. So it's pretty much every time, every occurrence of Crystal in Brawl, I have pictures on the site now. That's in the gallery. All right, the next thing that happened was Ruffle Tiger got back to me saying he had redone his Spore Crystal. So he sent that and I posted it up. And yes, he's had a marked improvement on his Crystal model. There's still a lot of work to be done. It's not his fault specifically. It's just that Spore was... And I went to a talk on this, where it was specifically designed so it would be difficult or impossible to make human characters or human-like characters, and Crystal is human-like, so it was definitely a difficult task to make a Crystal-like character in Spore. So the next thing, I added a fan fiction. I don't even remember what it was about, but it was by Toby. Or I'm sorry, it was reviewed by Toby. So we posted that up. All right, the next big thing, and this is probably one of the coolest things ever, is a Star Fox plus Star Wolf iPod commercial. And it's someone in Japan who's part of that big video sharing site that's their equivalent of YouTube, posted a video of one of the old iPod commercials with the dancing silhouettes. But they changed it to have Fox and Crystal and Slippy and Falco and Leon and Panther and James McCloud and all these other characters dancing around like crazy. Man, Slippy is a really good dancer. Who would have thought, right? So if you haven't seen that video, really check it out. It's awesome. It's hilarious. So the next big thing that happens was really big, and that was my first trip to a furry convention. I'd never been to furry convention before, and what do you know, there's like two of them in the immediate area. And the first one that I had a chance to go to was Rainforest, I should say. And it's located in Seattle, and I went there for a couple hours to check it out, see what I thought of the whole thing, because I'd never been to one before, and as furry, I thought I'd, you know, check it out, see what it's like, and see if I wanted to go to a bigger one in the future. Since this one's local, I wouldn't have to travel to try it out. So if you don't mind, I'll just read you the review I left on Star Fox Online and elsewhere, the KLA, I believe. I also posted this. This is just a review of what I saw and heard and what I thought about the show. And I'll just give you a spoiler. It's overall positive. So you can skip ahead like 5 minutes or so. That's about how long it's going to take for me to read this through. But I'm going to just read through and tell you basically what I thought of the show. All right. So it was me and a friend who, I don't know if he's furry. He's sort of furry. I mean, he heard about the Crystal Archive and he's local. So I don't know. I don't know if he's furry or not, but he went with me, and I was glad for that, to have someone else with me. So anyway, that's just giving you a rundown of what happened. So what happened before the show. So my friend and I arrived at 2:30 p.m. After what was a terrible traffic jam on the interstate. We knew it was the right place, the hotel, when we saw the fursuiters walking around inside the glass doors. Unfortunately, we were so awestruck, I guess the word would be, with the surrealness of the place that we completely missed all the arrows pointing to the registration office. It was just that the people were walking around in fursuits, or if not that, tails and ears. That wasn't really the weird part, though. The weird part was that everybody wasn't weirded out by this whole situation. Everybody was acting like this was completely normal, which I guess it was for a furry convention. So anyway, after asking a few random people, I think we asked a dolphin, he had a fish in his mouth, we asked them, and we got to the registration, paid for our rather large fee for a one-day pass, and grabbed our information guides. They supply you with these con books, they're called, which talks about the history of the show and who planned it, and has some nice furry art and fan fiction even, or fiction, I shouldn't say fan fiction, I don't think they had fan fiction, it was just fiction, furry fiction, on every other page, and some ads for furry-related cons and websites and stuff like that. So anyway, they were really great. I got an extra one on the way out before leaving, and I put a picture in that post linked to on the site so you can see what they look like. So anyway, we got to the registration office, and I signed in as Mr. Crystal, and that was interesting, walking around with that as my name tag. We looked around first. Turns out we had just missed the end of the fursuit parade, which, for those of you who don't know, is kind of the pinnacle of the show. It's where all the fursuiters get in a line and parade and show off their costume for the show. And it's all of them. And it's probably, you know, several hundred people. Several hundred people at the show, maybe 100 fursuiters. Although at other shows, the number can be quite a bit larger. So anyway, we just missed that. Next we went to see all the various rooms. There were talks on different subjects. Some of them were interesting to me, but not my friend. He didn't really want to do any talks, but anyway, I'll get to that in a second. The first thing we did was we saw the dealer's den, where all the artists and, you know, people doing commissions and other things have their tables set up. There were about 25 tables. Not that many, because it was such a small con. It was only, you know, it wasn't just super huge. I think the total attendance was like 300 or 400 people over the entire 3 days. I'd say that about half of the dealers were offering adult artwork, but only one fourth of them were predominantly adult. Most of them were just normal art. Either way, they almost always kept their explicit stuff relatively hidden. Like there were specific binders where you'd have to be looking to look at and would say, like, warning, adult content or something like that. The other thing was, if they did show stuff like nudes or whatever, there would be conveniently placed stickers on all the clear plastic binder covers. So that was good. Basically, you could find the adult art if you wanted to find it, but it was easy to avoid. I didn't recognize many of the artists. In fact, I only really noticed one, and that was Kitsumi, who's local to Seattle, and I had just heard about her from a picture of a fox trying to pour coffee in the morning, and he's just totally asleep, and he's completely missing the cup, and so the coffee is landing on the floor. It's kind of hilarious. So I saw her, and I gotta say that she was quite cute, and that brings me to the stereotypes. The ratio of men to women at the con was about 3-2, so there were quite a few women there. Most of the people were older than me, with at least half of them 30 or above. Then there were a lot of people my age. Very few kids, but I suspect that that's different at other cons. They all appeared to have good hygiene, no weird smells anywhere. However, nearly 100% of the people were wearing either a tail or ears or both, if they weren't wearing a full fursuit. A fair percentage of them also wore those crazy clothes, like goth-like clothes, you know, the kind with the baggy pants with lots of metal and stuff on them, and it's all black and everything. But whatever. And there were also a lot of people who looked completely normal, except for the tail. As for their attractiveness, I'd say that 1/3 of the people were skinny, and 1/3 were larger, and the remaining people looked, you know, relatively normal. And, you know, as far as that goes. So after looking in the dealer's den, we went to the pet auction, which is where people auction themselves off to do whatever the buyer asks for the day, within reason. People were going for very cheap. $10 or $20 final bids were common. It was funny watching their antics trying to get bought. One guy was advertised as being a strong guy, and he lifted up a girl on stage to show how strong he was. And later, the guy who bought him was piggyback riding him around the con. So he's basically riding on the guy's shoulders or whatever and pointing the way he wanted to go, and the guy was just carrying him wherever he went, and it was pretty epic. And for those of you concerned, it's kind of like not totally serious. You're not like selling yourself into slavery or whatever. It's more like a charity auction thing where it's kind of lighthearted and everything. So don't worry about that. All right. That's why I added the within reason thing. They were advertising that they'd do anything, but they weren't really going to do anything. So anyway, we went by the art show auction where we looked at a lot of art. That's where artists can donate art to the show, who then auction it off and use the proceeds to pay for the show and to pay for donations to charities, which I'm not sure. I think the charity this time was the ferret charity, where they rescue abused or neglected ferrets who are kept as pets. So anyway, the adult artwork in the auction was completely separated off with black curtains and a staff. They were card checking the people as they walked through, making sure they were, you know, over the age limit or whatever. I didn't go in there, and I was glad that they sectioned that off. I didn't know most of the artist's works again, but a lot of it was good. No crystals to be found, however. In fact, no art that I could see that was fan. It was all original characters that I could tell, as far as I could tell. A large number of the artists' art was characters with wings, and I think that was because the theme of the con that time was airport or flight, winged flight, as in aircraft and stuff like that. So the next thing we did is we went to the game room. There was GoldenEye 64, there was DDR, Brawl, Halo, a few others, and Portal, stuff like that. We went to see the Ferrets as Pets talk, which was interesting, but probably way too long. They could have made it a 30-minute talk, but it was like an hour. Long story short, unless you want ferret keeping as your main hobby in life, they're probably not the pets for you. We walked around a little bit about after that, never finding a good place to go or do. My friend wasn't really interested in listening to more talks. I kind of wanted to hear some, if only to get my money's worth. They had stuff on creating Second Life characters and how to write fiction better, and by this time the fursuiters had all gotten undressed and were probably walking around in normal clothes, plus tail. So I had my eye on a relatively cheap piece of art in the auction that was literally the most colorful and cute thing available for purchase. I decided to go ahead and buy it, $24 plus tax. It was a Unicorn Girl by Adria Kupel. And this this picture, if I can describe it to you, is like it looks like a unicorn girl who's about 7 years old, and she's kneeling in a pasture, giving out bird seed to little birds. And there's a giant waterfall in the background, and she has rainbow colored hair, six blue wings, and bluish white glowing skin, or hair or fur or whatever, and giant blue eyes. So it was really really cute. I liked it. So, I bought that, and then we went back to the game room to see about doing some DDR, because I do a little DDR, and I'm not just terribly good at it, but I enjoy it, so I thought I'd try it out, but it was just becoming popular enough that I never actually got a chance, so we went back to the dealer's den one last time before leaving. We grabbed some extra copies of the con book on the way out, and my friend and I talked about what we thought about the con and furry stuff in general on the way home. So overall, my opinion is that it was a great experience and that I recommend it, even for people who are somewhat socially uncomfortable in crowded situations, such as myself. You can go to talks and be in the backs of rooms with ease and no one will bother you. But if you want to stand out, well, there's lots of opportunities for that. If I do go to a con again, which I likely will, I'll try and go to a bigger one with more dealers, more talks, and more art. Also, I'd like to go for the full 3 or 5 days or whatever the con does, not the 3 hours that we got to go to Rainforest. So I can go to lots of talks and see lots of just pretty much everything the con has to offer. Many of the things we missed seemed interesting, so I want to go back and do that. And then I showed a picture of what I came home with, my two con books, the Unicorn Girl picture, and my Mr. Crystal badge. So that's the end of my review of Rainforest. For those of you who are furries or not furries, but just want to know what the cons are like, that's my review of it. So now the more you know. All right. So anyway, let's move on to the next bit of news. So the next thing that happened was I posted another big batch of fan art, and I posted that on October 4th, 2008. And remember that date, because that's important, because the next thing is when I tried to add the new fan art, to the main fan art list, which already has over 3,000 fan arts, it turns out that WordPress cannot handle the sheer amount of text that is required to display that many fan arts in a list. And it's already pagified, and that's not good enough. It just simply can't handle it. Every time I try and update it, it will just freeze and never finish updating. So I decided, okay, one of these days I have to change the way that the list generates. And I said, okay, I'll have to make an independent list in HTML that's outside of the site, outside of WordPress, and let it handle the list. Well, I said I'd do that, and it would be a little while before I got to that. So I'm going to move on to the next news, and then whenever we get back to that, I'll explain how that worked out. So, the next thing was that we had some new Star Fox stuff. There was a bunch of new auctions available on eBay. There was all the Japanese player's guides for the Star Fox games. There were several things about... there were several auctions for Star Fox Super Weekend Edition for the Super NES. Lots of rare Star Fox flight jackets, stuff like that. There have been a lot of auctions lately, so I posted up about that. There was the press kit from the 2006 E3, I think it was, where they presented Star Fox Assault and gave out to the press these super large resolution images of Star Fox characters. And so I wanted somebody to buy those. And they didn't. No one bought it. And so, long story short on that story, I simply, once the auction failed, I said, well, okay, I thought someone would buy it, but since no one did, hey, I'll offer you whatever you were going to sell it at. And he sent it to me. I got the images, these super high-res images, some of which have never been seen before on publicly, and I posted them up online in as high resolution as I could get. And some of the PSDs, the Photoshop files, I posted those too. So hope you can enjoy them. Most of them are in a gallery, which I'll be talking about shortly, a Star Fox gallery. All right, the next thing was I unfortunately had to leave entirely the Crystal Archive and the Crystal Lovers Association and Star Fox Online and forums and all that. I was out of time. I had no more time to do it because I had so much schoolwork, like you wouldn't believe. I was falling behind my classes, even spending a huge amount, the sheer amount of time that I spent. I'd go there in the morning, I'd take a lunch, I didn't go home for lunch, I worked there at lunch, and then I worked until evening, and then I'd come home for dinner, and then I'd go back at night and work until midnight, and come home, sleep, and come back, and then, you know, the next day, wake up. And I was just not keeping up. It was nothing I could do. And it was mostly my math class. The math class was the problem. There was a sheer amount of work there that you could not do. It was just, basically, he gave us quizzes almost every week. He gave us exams. Well, there were only two exams, but they were massive, and they were very hard. I got very low scores on them. I got projects, programming projects. We had to do three programming projects, making all these different algorithms of the same thing, curve drawing. And then, and on top of that, we had homeworks, and the homeworks took 10 or 15 hours a piece, even though there was only like 7 questions. It was insane. And basically, one of my classes I just wasn't doing anything in because I was spending all my time on math and keeping up in the other classes. So, that leads to the next news item. I dropped a class. I simply dropped the one I wasn't able to do, and I had more time. All of a sudden, I had more time to work on math, and I had time to work on the site. So I picked up and started going to my forums again, and I'm going to just have to take that class again in the summer. And so now my graduation date has been pushed into the summer. Oh well, you know, that happens. So anyway, we came back with some new fan films I've seen since I was had to go offline. I posted a Crystal theme remix, which found on Newgrounds. Someone posted a Fox and Crystal theme. And you know what? Let me just play it right now. I'm going to play it. Here we go. And that relatively short piece was by DAJ, remixing Star Fox Adventures Fox and Crystal. That's the name of the song. And you can see it on the Crystal Archive, and you can see it on Newgrounds. The link is provided. So the next thing that happened was I found a page. I'm not sure exactly where I found it, but I found a page with crystal avatars for what looks like a 3D chat program. So I posted a couple pictures of that. No one's been able to make sense of it, but you can see the pictures. For so few polygons, it's a remarkably good rendering of crystal. We had some more fan films. We had a bunch of memes, actually, Japanese memes that were given Star Fox treatment. And then we had a bunch of fan films where people were trying out the Little Dragon model and doing lip-syncing tests. So it was fun. And then we had a couple more videos. Lots of videos. I mean, a lot of videos. And then, finally, we posted a video of a crystal in Resident Evil 4 mod. So someone had taken a crystal model and put her in Resident Evil 4 for the PC. And as you may or may not know, Resident Evil is a relatively violent game because it features zombies as the main enemy, and you can, you know, you can have your head chopped off. I mean, to put it bluntly, there are lots of bad things that can happen to you. So, I posted a video and it seemed fine, other than the fact that Crystal was shooting zombies, but turns out there was another video I didn't notice that Crystal's head actually gets chopped off by at the end of the video. I didn't notice this, so, so in the comments, this kind of had some controversy. People were talking about how they didn't really like the video, and it's kind of sickening to watch Crystal, her head rolling around or whatever. And I was like, you know, I'm sorry, I didn't know about that, but I didn't post the other ones, so I can't control where people go off of my site. That's up to them. But anyway, so now the world knows that there's a Resident Evil 4 mod featuring Crystal. It would not be the last time, however. So, the next big thing that happened. Well, in America, anyway, we've just had a big change of leadership. At least, it's going to happen soon. We elected Barack Obama as President of the United States. He will assume office very soon. But, you know, he's not yet, but soon. He's been elected. So he's the president-elect, and that means that he's going to be the figurehead and spokesman for our country, and will also have a good large hand in what our policy decisions are going to be. He doesn't decide everything. He doesn't make laws. He doesn't stop laws directly, but he has a big influence on a lot of that. So this is a big thing, and I posted a friendly political message reminding everyone in America that, in America at least, we are the government. Not as a democracy per se. We are not a democracy. We're a democratic republic. And that means we elect people to make decisions for us. But not directly. We can always unelect them. It's called impeachment. And if your candidate got elected, you know, as if Barack Obama was your guy, then good for you, but your work is not done. Just because your guy got elected doesn't mean that you can just sit around and expect good things to happen. The president doesn't control everything. He is not the end-all and be-all of everything. He is just a man and a person who can do things within the limits of the law. And so you need to be an informed voter. You need to know what's going on in politics and history and world events. And, you know, make sure that your guy is doing what you want him to do. And likewise, if your guy lost, if now Barack Obama is not your candidate, well, then, you know, same thing. Write letters to your Congress people. Be an informed voter. You know, complain if they're doing the wrong thing. And they will listen. They do listen. It's very hard, but they do listen. So just keep an active... Be active in the political situation. It's not just a sport for the political class. This directly affects you and me. So don't let it be left to chance. All right. So that's. I occasionally like to make a personal post here and there about things that are important, and that's one of them. So I hope you can enjoy this clearly non-biased political message, because it pays to be non-biased when you have such a wide range of readers. So we posted some new fan films next, and then Halloween, the next big event. It was just a fun holiday where you get to dress up as characters. So we had a picture from Lucas, who sent his version of a human Fox McCloud, and he did a remarkably good job. He only had like a week to assemble a costume, and it's pretty good. I went as Luigi this time. Luigi! But, sorry, keeping my face kind of hidden behind the laughing man. Anyway, I posted a picture of myself as Luigi. I went all out. Even my shoes were Luigi-like. But I didn't win the contest or anything. Oh, well, maybe next year. And then upon posting this, a guy named Foxy Foxy sent his picture of himself dressed as Fox McCloud at a convention, and it's a pretty good rendition. He's even got the correct belt, the Star Fox emblem on his belt. Looks like he went after the Brawl version of Fox. So it's a human face. No, he didn't have a full facial mask, but Pretty good. Tail and everything. So, the next thing that happened, this is what I was referring to, the fan art list. So I rewrote my script. I wrote several scripts, in fact. One combines my new art into my main fan art list with no effort on my part. I just call the two files and they run through. And the next one generates not tables but pages, which you can now view. The pages in the main fan art list look exactly like the WordPress equivalents, but they're actually web pages. So I was glad I was able to get a seamless fix. So you shouldn't notice anything, but now the fan art list is updated with the newest art, and it has over 3,300 fan arts. Wow, lots of fan art. So the next thing, probably the most controversial thing since Crystal was not in Brawl, a Star Fox Online user named Hope and Forever posted on Star Fox Online that, hey guys, did you guys notice that in France, Crystal has a last name? And we were totally surprised by this. And it seems to be confirmed by the French Wikipedia entry for Crystal, as well as several other occurrences of that name on French websites. The last name is Buranetto. Buranetto. Now, I've got to stress very, very hard that this is, if it's true, which it may or may not be, I think it's true. There's no reason for it to be false. There's no evidence that it is false, in my opinion. It's got all the trademarks of being true in my years of noticing the difference between fake news and real news. If it's true, if that's really her last name, it is only her last name in France. It should only be considered canon in France. That means in America, that's not her name. It may or may not be her name. We don't know. But for now, that's only her name in France, if you choose to accept this as true. So, just stressing that. So, Crystal Buranetto. Interesting name. Let's move on to the next bit of news. We had several new fan films. A lot of them are... There seems to be a resurgence of new fan films. It's not just people taking music and putting Crystal clips to them. It's now they're taking an active part and becoming really good at making good effects and good transitions and making them really interesting to watch. It's now no longer boring to watch some of the new fan films because it's truly new material the way they mix it up now and the better selections of songs. So, the next thing is we have a new mod in town. It's not so much of a mod, though, this case. It's actually a complete game being made as a mod for Max Payne 2. So they've got all the Star Fox characters, Fox, Crystal, Falco, and stuff, and they're running around, guns a-blazing, and he posted XROREBT posted a video of a trailer for this game. It's called Star Fox Paths of Fate. And some of it has Crystal in it, and she's doing like some crazy backflips and shooting while doing flips and stuff like that. Very, very Matrix bullet time like. So that's up. And the creator of the video, the creator of the mod, actually reads the Crystal Archive. So when I posted a later trailer, he commented on that, and he's actually going to change what Crystal's costume looks like because of complaints or constructive criticism on the site. So thank you guys for that. She was going to have like a yellow jumpsuit, but now she's going to have like the Adventures costume and the Tobias style costume, and she might have the Assault costume as well. So then the next thing is the Resident Evil mod person posted another video. This one was like in HD, widescreen video, really high quality, unlike the previous one, which had some flickering problems. And it's Crystal running around and killing zombies, and she's not dying this time. So I posted it, and it shows off the full capability of this mod. It was quite good. Even the sound effects have been changed to Crystal ones. So the next thing is Thanksgiving. We had Thanksgiving, which is an American holiday for the most part. It's for those of you who don't know, which apparently quite a few of you don't, Thanksgiving is a holiday where we celebrate several things. Actually, it's a multifaceted holiday. I believe it originally started, well, even that is debated, but the most well-known one is the Indians, or Native Americans, of America helped out the settlers, the pilgrims, from Europe when they came over here during a harsh winter, and gave them some food and gave them advice on how to live off the land, plant native species of food. And because of that, the next year, or some years afterwards, they experienced a bountiful harvest, and everyone was okay. They weren't dying from starvation this year. So they decided to throw a feast and be thankful to their friends, the Native Americans, and to their God, and to themselves for all that had been done and all the good things they had, and just being thankful for what they had. And that's what we celebrate every year, is being thankful. And I'm not sure what, you know, atheists and other people like that are thankful for, or who they thank. I don't know who they thank. They certainly have lots to be thankful for if they're living in America, because we are truly blessed with all the things we have. And I mean, it's hard to go hungry in America. It's a great nation to live in. But today, Thanksgiving today, people are thankful to their God and to their friends and family, and just thankful for what they have. And say, we celebrate that the fourth Thursday of every November, I believe it is. I'm not exactly sure on that, but traditionally you eat a turkey, and several different types of vegetables, and just have a nice feast. And a lot of other things happen now at the same time. The next day after that is known as Black Friday, where people do a lot of holiday shopping, Christmas shopping, and that means that there are some crazy deals and some crazy shopaholics going around, running through stores like mad people. But ultimately, it's a great, relaxing holiday where we can be thankful and be with friends and family. And I got to be with friends and family this Thanksgiving holiday, so I was really happy about that. So there weren't any posts after that for a while, because I was doing other things and I was finishing up my schoolwork. I had finals, and that math class that I told you about. Basically, I had to make a 56 or I would not pass the class, and I really needed to pass that class. I did not want to take another math again. Well, thankfully, I passed, and probably even made a B. I might have even made a B on this class, so I'm really excited about that. I passed all my classes, made pretty good grades. So I've been using this week I have left since school has finished to work on some stuff for the site and for getting ready to go on my holiday back home. And so I decided, you know what? It's been like 2 months. It's been since October 4th. I need to do the fan art. It's been over 2 months. So I went through and I did the fan art. And those new scripts I wrote, and a couple others that I didn't mention, but there I have some scripts, some Perl scripts, they are remarkable. They turned several days' work worth of finding art and categorizing it and putting it in order and all that. They turned all that in from several days' worth of work into a few hours. And I managed to get over 330 new fan arts in one go. So many that you can't even post them all in one post. I had to post them in two posts when I made the new listing. And thanks to my other new script, I was able to quickly add them to the main fan art list with no problem whatsoever. So I finished all of that in like a day and a half. And I really only needed a day, but there was other stuff I had to do that day. So we got a ton of new fan art. We're not very far from the 4,000 crystal fan arts mark. I think we have a total of 3,700 and something, so there's a lot of crystal fan art out there. And thanks to these new scripts, I won't have to give that up. We can keep going. And then just today, just earlier, right before I recorded this podcast, I posted up three Crystal fan films I had been keeping for when I got around to posting things again. Two of them are okay, and then one of them is really, really good. So good, in fact, that I personally favorited it on YouTube, and it's called Crystal's Got the Look. And it's a very appropriate song. It fits Crystal perfectly. It's got very good transitions and usage of video editing capabilities that you just don't see in a lot of fan films. So I highly recommend you watching that, if nothing else. And finally, we have Merry Christmas 2008. Yes, this is the Christmas season. I hope you all have an excellent Christmas, and you know, get to spend more time with friends and family, and give gifts, and have a grand old time. Or if you don't celebrate Christmas, happy Christmas Hanukkah, or whatever you celebrate. This is the holiday season, as they call it, and happy New Year while we're at it. So, in that post where I posted once again my Christmas tree spelled KrystMas, I said that I have a couple of gifts for you. They're not ready yet, but I'm working on them. And as I record this podcast, I'm not sure when I'm going to release this podcast. It's recorded, you know, on the 11th of December, but I might choose to keep this podcast until after I've had a chance to post my Christmas presents to you guys. So I'm going to just go ahead and say what they are. They are, in fact, first, Star Fox Adventures soundtrack. Now, that may not sound all that great, because there's already soundtracks out available on the internet, but I took the trouble of going through the entire game. I played through the entire game again. I made a comprehensive listing of all the songs, where they occurred, when they occurred, how they occurred, and I've completely analyzed the sound test mode. I've got songs that are not on the sound test mode. Some songs you can only get by decoding the audio, which I had done. So it's going to be a truly complete, for the first time, Star Fox Adventures soundtrack. There's like over 108 songs in it total. So I hope you'll really enjoy that. It's been a lot of work, but it's almost done. I just have to re-record a couple of things. And then make sure they're all in high quality, and then I just have to write up the descriptions for everything. It's all sorted already. I already know where everything is. I just have to re-record a couple things and make sure they're edited correctly. The next thing is I'm going to record and edit and release all the Star Fox songs in Super Smash Bros. Brawl. That's been a long time coming. I haven't had a chance to do that, But it shouldn't take very long once I get started, since I know where they all are. I haven't actually unlocked one of them, the Wolf song from Star Fox Assault, but it's exactly the same as Star Fox Assault. So I'm going to just replace that song with the Star Fox Assault song version that we've already recorded. And both of those soundtracks are going to go on StarFoxOnline.net, which will complete the Star Fox soundtrack set. You'll be able to listen to Star Fox music from every game ever made once these two are released. But you know what? And you know what? Another gift to you is this podcast, because it's been a long time, and you deserve another podcast. So here it is, after 2 months, episode number 20. But you know what? That's not enough. I mean, most of that stuff is just Star Fox related. It's not Crystal specific. It's not Crystal Archive specific. What can we do about that? I know. How about we give you your very own forum? That's right. Like I mentioned, I don't know, months ago, we're finally getting around to adding a sub-forum on the on the Star Fox Online forum site. So we will have a place just for us, where you can sign up and talk about Crystal topics to your heart's content. We can talk about the controversial topics, we can have discussions on everything, and you'll get to join a rather relatively vibrant Star Fox community. And this is a great thing for both of us, because it allows me to give you guys a place to hang out and talk and discuss even things that I don't discuss, if there's not a post about it, you can still discuss things with your fellow Crystal fans. It also means that Star Fox Online gets a lot of new members who I know will be active and talk a lot and give us great statistics. So I hope you will enjoy it. I'm working right now with DZ Composer to set up a sub-forum for us. We might move some topics in there, like the Mega Crystal fan art, and we'll have some stickies and stuff. And we're going to have our own theme. We're just going to have a crystal-related theme as soon as I can get that working. So look forward to that. And that takes care of all the news that's been posted so far. Well, now we've got stuff that hasn't happened yet. Future news. Let's get into that real quick. So, I have officially begun work on the Get Crystal in Smash 4 campaign. I've just been doing some preliminary stuff, getting some assets ready. So, nothing for anyone to do yet, but just know that I am working on it, so stay tuned for that. Okay, donations. We've talked about it before, donations. So I've been thinking about the donation system before, and I thought, you know what? It's not enough that I would just put donations on the site whenever I do get around to it. That's not all I can do for you guys, or you can do for me. I'd feel bad accepting money just because you enjoy the site as it is. I think I can do something for you. So I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to have a private section of the Crystal Archive. Now, don't worry. It's not like I'm going to post things there that you want to know about, the official stuff that you can't hear anywhere else. Rather, it's going to be a place where I can post the behind-the-scenes type of stuff. I can post the Alesia Glidewell interviews that are unedited before I took any changes out. So that'll be cool. I can post the podcasts that never got aired because of various technical problems, and there are two of them now, including a failed episode 20, which we recorded mid last month. So I have a lot of things that just never got posted on the site for one reason or another, because they were behind the scenes or unofficial or there just wasn't a place for them. Well, now I have a place. So I'm thinking if you make a donation over a certain amount, you know, like $10 or something like that, then I'll give you access to this special section where you can see all this cool stuff that is not, you know, it's not like essential Crystal stuff, but it's stuff that if you're a diehard Crystal fan, you might want to see. So I'm going to work on that and see what I can do with that. As far as the things to do next, I've got a lot to work on. So over the next year, after the break, I'm going to try and contact Estelle Ellis, about her interview, which we've already agreed to. We just never got around to it. So I'm going to try and do that. I'm also going to prepare, more interviews with more people. And those include artists and Crystal costumers and other people who are interesting in the fandom. I'm going to try and get more interviews. I'm going to add a section on Crystal costuming, which I've said I know I should have had a long time ago, but I just haven't gotten around to it. And likewise, looks like there's going to be another section needed. It's the Crystal fan games / mods. So we've got three of them. We got Project Cursed. We have the Star Fox Paths of Fate, and we have the Crystal in Resident Evil 4 mod. So I'm going to probably add a section about each of those. I need to compile information. A lot of the posts I make, like for instance Crystal's last name, I make a post about that, and everybody hears about it, but I never actually got around to posting that information in the article about Crystal herself. So I need to go through all my old posts and make sure that I'm integrating the news I'm posting with the content of the site. And that includes things like I posted about Pat Cashman, who posted his unofficial announcer voice for Crystal and other characters. And I posted about that, but I never actually put it in the audio section, so I need to do that. Stuff like that. I just need to compile it all together. I'm going to, over the break, I'm going to have access to my GameCube, so I'm going to try again to research the Turn Fox into Crystal Code in Adventures. No telling if that'll work or not, but I'll try again. Those books, those Japanese player's guides, some of them had really high-resolution renderings of Crystal in poses that we didn't see in America. So I'm going to try and contact them about that and see if I can't get those renders. And that means that, once again, I'm going to need someone who can speak write Japanese and can understand it, because I'd like to address a letter to them so they can actually read it. So if you know Japanese or know someone who knows Japanese, please contact me and we'll work something out. And finally, yes, I really need to work on my fan fiction, An Unlikely Enemy. I know I should work on it, but I haven't had time. So we'll see what I can do over the break. I don't know how much work I'm going to actually get done over the break, because I have work left to do, even schoolwork from this year that I haven't finished yet for next year. So there's a lot of work to do, but I'll see what I can do. And before we get to emails, let me just say a couple things about Star Fox Online news since last time. I don't know if I've mentioned this yet, but I posted a gallery, a huge, huge gallery. We now have a picture gallery on Star Fox Online. It contains the entirety of my whole collection of Star Fox official artwork and screenshots. So pretty much every Star Fox official artwork you've ever seen or heard of is there. There's a couple missing that you can find on rwinglanding.net, but that's soon to change. We'll be trying to get them all there and accurate. And then DC Composer recently, he released the Star Fox for the Super NES OST, the original soundtrack. So we've got the whole soundtrack there for Star Fox, which means, just not counting Adventures and Brawl, which I'm working on, we have all of the Star Fox music now. So I hope you'll enjoy listening to those. Let's move on to listener emails. Now, Mr. Munster is a regular. He's written in a message every single podcast since the very first one, I believe. So he sent our first message. Mr. Munster writes, "Wow, that took long. I meant to listen to it." He's referring to the last podcast. "But so much has happened. It's unbelievable. Nice work, and keep it up." Crystal McLeod writes, oh, this is a long email. Here we go. "Hello, Mr. Crystal. I'm not very good at this sort of thing, but it's nice to hear true Crystal fans' thoughts on Crystal-related questions. The main questions I would like to hear your thoughts on is, what if Star Fox Wii took bits and pieces from each of the endings of Star Fox Command and used them in Star Fox Wii's storyline, such as Fox starting out against a fleet of unknown attackers only to find out that they're being sent by Dash, which along the way, takes a path, choosing roles like Star Fox 64's and Command's different paths to determine when Fox's allies will arrive, meeting up with them. He will learn what happens to them after he defeats the Anglar and meets Falco. Like when Falco was mentioning that he once had Dash fly by his and Cat's side, while Slippy and Amanda try and prepare things for their wedding, only to have to stop to focus on taking care of the new war, and things get worse, and meeting up with Crystal or possibly Starwolf first, and either having her or Panther will mention that she's left due to complications, suggesting that she has been having nightmares and terrible visions about her life, part of a cursed life, which no matter the different paths, they result in the same ending, maybe that even hinting that Fox may want to take things further with Crystal. This may all be a crazy idea, and I just wanted to know how you feel about it if it did occur." I got a sigh after that. Let me just take a drink. Sorry. Okay. Continuing. "Another thing I wondered is that noticing the big time year gap between Melee and Brawl, we might expect a fourth Smash Brothers in a couple of years, and maybe around 2012. But by that time, the fourth one may come out, and the question will happen with Crystal in the Star Fox storyline. If she becomes the Dark Bounty Hunter, cursed, we might have to face her as a foe in Super Smash Bros. 4. Like what it was like facing Wario and Bowser in the Subspace Emissary. If she is still on the team by the time the fourth Smash Bros. Is out, then it is no worries but on how and what she'll be like, and such as her outfit, voiceover, and fighting style. If she even makes the playable roster, but another thing happens to be, is what if she is settling down with Fox to take care of Marcus? But another thing happens to be is what if she is settling down with Fox to take care of... I'm sorry, I misread that. If that may be so, will you still support her entering the fray against her Nintendo opponents and also show some new support of her being a motherly vixen in Smash Brothers? I'm so sorry my questions are so long. But this is just one of the last thoughts I had, and I could remember hearing a fan mentioning about a crossover between Star Fox and F-Zero. It would be an interesting idea, but what if Nintendo took an RPG game focusing on the four female figures of Nintendo, Crystal being one of them? How would you feel if they did something like that for her? That is all I can come up with, and I hope they are good enough questions for that people would like to hear about. Keep up the good work with the Crystal Archive podcasts. Crystal Archive and the podcast. Remember, support Fox and Crystal. Okay. Crystal McLeod. Before I start, punctuation. Punctuation is your friend. That's all I'm going to say. All right. So my response. I think that idea is crazy. It's also a bit too complicated for a Star Fox game. Most of the fans complained about the complexity of Star Fox Command's story. Perhaps if you only had one or two big mysteries, not 10, that would be better. I don't think they will use Cursed as the canon ending. And besides, Smash games take place in a time frame that is outside of all the games. No one is concerned about where she is or what she will be doing, because it will be irrelevant. Smash Bros. Games happen in a time warp where everything happens at once. So all the characters exist as a whole. Everything that happened to them, you can see at once, in one time, even though it's physically not possible in that timeline, because it's a fantasy world where all of them are together. Anyway, I've been saying for a long time they've needed a Smash Bros. RPG, so I wouldn't mind seeing an RPG with Nintendo gals. That would be cool. Alright, Adis writes, or Addis, I'm not sure how to pronounce your name. I had just gotten a chance to listen to episode 18 of the Crystal Archive podcast today. You did a good job on that. Here's to wishing you a good life with that podcast. A few things I have to ask. You said that they might remove Falco from Super Smash Bros. 4. Why do you think that? I can understand that some characters like Game & Watch and Solid Snake, but why Falco? Secondly, do you know the patterns on how the Lilat Cruise works, so I can have an easier time getting at the different Calm Chatter cameos? Thirdly, this is more of a statement than anything else, I'm trying out for Project Cursed as a voice actor, either for Wolf O'Donnell or Falco Lombardi. I applied for both. Interesting, huh? LOL. Here's hoping that the people think that I'm a good person for one of those roles. Fourthly, I just thought of a catchier name for the Crystal Archive podcast. Crystal Cast. What do you think? Hope to get a response, even though this is no email. I think he posted this as a comment on the podcast post. My response: I think Falco might get removed because he's very similar to Fox. Also, I think I might have been asked that question before. Before Wolf was relieved. So I think they would remove Wolf before Falco, not not Falco. I think they'd keep Falco and remove Wolf, if anybody. It's sort of random how they come up in Lilac Cruise, in the Lilac Cruise level. But it seems like the first stage you get determines the order. So try different times to make your make sure your starting stage is different. Good luck with you on that endeavor as a voice actor. The Crystal Cast isn't bad. I sort of like it. And thanks for listening. Oh, and by the way, guys, I don't know if I told you this or not, but I'm the voice of Voodoo on Project Cursed. We haven't actually recorded our lines yet, but I've got a role in that. So whenever they do release it, you'll get to hear me as a very deep-voiced, logical-based character, Voodoo, who's a raptor, who's always wearing a suit of armor so you can never see what he looks like. That's going to be me. And I'm going to be doing some weird stuff with my voice. You may not even recognize it, but so that's cool. Whenever we get around to that, be listening for that. Okay. Second Fire writes, "Heya, I'm Second Fire, and I love the Crystal Archive podcast. It's awesome. I love listening to your podcast, and so does my dog. It's true. If I'm listening to your podcast, he barks at me because he wants to listen. I just have to turn it up so he can hear. Your website is also awesome. Keep up the good work. Sincerely, Sick and Fire and Jackson the dog." Well, thank you. Thank you. I really appreciate that. Star Fox Global writes, "I'm dying to know if there's ever going to be a Star Fox movie for the big screen." There's simply no information about that, about a Star Fox movie. I suppose it could happen, but probably not for a very long time. Kaiba King 565 writes, "Thanks for reading my letter in episode 19. I was really surprised. Anyway, I am thinking about making my own Star Fox video montage for YouTube. Would you have any tips for me? Thanks." Well, make sure that your clips are not too long and that the joke or skit you're using is widely known. Some other montages use less well-known clips and songs, so try and avoid that. Don't put cursing in there. That's my personal advice. If there's one clip in my montages that I would remove, it would be the one with the bleeping. Despite how popular it is, cursing takes away from the audience you could market to. It's just common sense. Devin writes, "Hello, my name is Devin. I really enjoy your site. You did a great job. I stumbled upon it while searching for a Saurian translator. Anyway, I am a high school student at my technical school. I'm trying to decide between infotech programming or a culinary program, which is cooking, or being a chef. I didn't really get enough info on ITP. Could you give me information on programming and a career in game making of some kind? It would really help me out. Thanks, and keep up the good work with the podcasts. I really enjoy them and find them very useful." Thanks. You know, game programming is one of the toughest kinds of computer work you can do. You actually do need a lot of math. Some of it is new and theoretical. The work can be uneven and long hours, and you're often working with the most cutting-edge stuff, which is often the hardest. However, it's a truly creative and interesting work. If you aren't really afraid of math, you should be able to do it. Also, I'm not that great with math. It's actually my worst subject. But I didn't give up, and I've been able to hold my own, and am becoming more and more a better programmer, better game programmer, all the time. Talon writes, "I had just discovered your podcast, and I can't wait for episodes to finish downloading so I can listen in. One question I do have, though, is if you have any recommendations for fan fiction you'd recommend for your listeners." Well, hey, thanks for the compliment. I usually don't read most of the fics I posted because I simply don't have time. I have fanfiction reviewers that do it for me. So it's hard for me to recommend things. However, there are a couple I have read, and I recommend highly. There are two parodies that are very hilarious by the fanfiction writer IceFox111, which I believe he's no longer online. He doesn't do fanfictions or anything like that anymore. But he did two fanfictions. One was called Roar, a parody of Star Fox Adventures, and Gasp, a collection of random Star Fox events. And both of those are extremely funny, hilarious stuff. And then if you want something a little more serious, there's the well-known and very good Echoes of the Future. It's an epic tale, very, very, very long fan fiction. It took me several months to read it all. But it is a truly huge and sprawling story. I'm not sure if I agree with some of where it goes, but it's very interesting, so you might like that. So anyway, that's the end of our emails. We didn't have too many because it's been kind of a slow period, what with me leaving the internet and all. But I'm sure we'll have lots of emails for next time. So if you have a question or comment or want to give some constructive criticism or just want to talk about anything I mentioned on the podcast or on the site or just want to give me a compliment, hey, just email me. My email address is mrcrystal@gmail.com. I'm sorry for the roughness of this podcast. As you probably guessed by now, we have no background music, and I didn't really edit out all the ums and stuff like I sometimes do. So I hope you've enjoyed this. This has been a relatively quick podcast, but hopefully a good one, and I hope you enjoyed it. This is Mr. Crystal signing off for the 20th episode of the Crystal Archive Podcast. We'll talk to you next time. Have a very Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays.